Hi, I'm Tia, and I'm 11 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Tia, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to Day 2 of Doggy Week on Kids Commute. Have you ever listened to the sounds a dog makes when they play with a toy, or how they might make different noises depending on which toy they're playing with? Like, here's a dog playing with a squeaky toy. And here's a dog playing with a chew toy. Well, what if you could take those sounds and turn them into music? Our composer for the day, American flutist Laurel Zucker, did exactly that. She had this Australian shepherd named Brannon, and she paid attention to the sounds that Brannon made while he played with his favorite stuffed animal toys. Then she turned the sounds into music for the solo flute and created the Dog Toy Suite. By the way, in music talk, a suite is what they call a collection of related pieces. Now here's something really cool. Laurel Zucker says that she worked on the Dog Toy Suite so much that Brannon started to magically pick up the toy that was inspiring the music she was playing. Today, we'll hear Brannon play with one of his favorite toys that Laurel Zucker calls Minimal Donkey. Now, I had a hard time picturing what a minimal donkey would look like. Is he missing an ear? Or is his design really simple or something? I don't know. What do you think? Australian shepherd Brannon Zucker played with his minimal donkey in music by his human companion, American composer Laurel Zucker. All right, kids commuters, it's time to check in with our Quizlet. This week, we're asking you for the name of the most famous animal star of all time. Here's a hint. He was rescued by an American soldier in World War I, and the soldier brought him to America and trained him to do movies. What is the name of this dog? If you think you know, send us your name and address in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get it right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. Oh, hey, can I play with that? Guess not. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.